Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, said Monday after 42 years in politics, she will not seek a second term. Lam presided over a period in which Beijing firmly established control over the former British colony that was returned to China in 1997. Her successor will be picked in May, and the city's security chief, John Lee, is an early favorite. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced what he called Russia's attempt to eliminate the whole nation, calling for help in announcing, quote, this is genocide, end quote. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz demands the Red Cross be allowed in to document the atrocities.
We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, be given access to these areas to document the atrocities.
Russian officials deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Viktor Orban claimed victory in Hungary's general election on Sunday as his Fidesz party appeared on track to deliver the prime minister a fourth consecutive term. Quote, we won a victory so big that you can see it from the moon, and you can certainly see it from Brussels, end quote. Orban said in a speech in front of the Danube River on election night. With a monster music hit in the 70s, everybody learned about Smokey, Rubber Duck, and Pedal to the Metal.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June.
70s country pop artist C.W. McCall has died. McCall scored a massive number one in 1975 with Convoy, which took advantage of the CB craze of the 70s and inspired the 1978 film Convoy, starring Kris Kristofferson, and went on to become the mayor of Ouray, Colorado in 1986. McCall, who had been in hospice care since February, was 93. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The country of Lithuania says it's cut itself off entirely of gas imports from Russia, becoming the first of European Union's 27 nations using Russian gas to break its energy dependence from Moscow. In 2015, nearly 100% of Lithuania's gas came from Russia, but the situation has changed drastically over the past years after the country built an offshore liquid natural gas import terminal, launched in 2014 in the port city of Klaipėda. President Biden continues to blame President Putin for the high energy costs in America. Thursday, Biden announced he will be releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day to help offset the price of gas. Senator Dan Sullivan, the Republican from Alaska, on Newsmax Sunday, called the move as we approach the midterm elections nothing more than political window dressing.
Well, look, Joe Biden, he set the fire, and now he's calling in the fire department. What do I mean by that? From day one, his administration has been focused on shutting down the production of American energy, on limiting and killing energy infrastructure and on going to our financial institutions saying don't invest in American energy. Mm-hmm. Well, the predictable result has been much higher prices, people losing their jobs in the energy sector, and empowering dictators like Putin. That's what's happened. This strategic petroleum reserve announcement today, that is pure political window dressing. It's not going to get at the basic elements of what he's doing, which is limiting production and making energy more costly for Americans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, the question is your freedom worth it? That's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as I was sitting here on break, had a moment to have a freshly heated up tortilla, a little bit of avocado, and I had a flash. I remembered how my dad would put together, you know, would take one of my mother's freshly made tortillas that were stacked up before my brother got to them, because that stack just evaporated. He just went through them. He consumed them. I don't know how he could eat them so quickly, but I just enjoyed my mother's homemade tortillas so much. But my dad would bless me, and he would roll up a tortilla with some avocado in it. And, I mean, that would just so richly bless me, and I just had to just cherish that moment and remember once again. Julio Rivera joins us now. Julio is an editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant, and a featured columnist at Newsmax.com, LiveZet, and The Washington Times. I guess we're having a little bit of a challenge. Julio is in Europe right now, and looking forward particularly to talk with him to get, you know, again, in search of real news. What is going on? You know, what are the Europeans saying about what is happening in Ukraine? We all see the devastation. We see, you know, the crimes that have been taking place there. Innocents being murdered in the streets. I was talking with Phil Hodgson-Piller earlier, and with John Fleetwood being there. He said that it was interesting that he was getting emails from local pastors that were asking for flak jackets. You notice these reporters are wearing these flak jackets, and they're asking if anybody has access to even used ones or whatever they can get. And they didn't need them for the soldiers. What they wanted them for is to put on the bodies of citizens who were standing in line for these soup kitchens, standing in line to get fed, you know, by these churches. And that what the Russians have been doing is gunning down these citizens while they're in line waiting to be fed. I mean, is this unconscionable? I mean, see, you know, when you think about war in this modern era, especially, you know, we've had a generation that is totally unfamiliar, hasn't been involved with war, especially in this kind of magnitude where we're seeing this so up close. And that's not to say that it didn't happen in Afghanistan, didn't happen in Iraq or Iran or Syria. It did, but for some reason it just seems to be so pronounced and so shocking that war though it's been said you may not be interested in it, but war is interested in you. And this devastation, as you look and you see the pictures of, you know, once thriving communities just blown to smithereens. These bombs, these missiles have that have invaded Ukraine and turning these families in this country upside down. I mean, to the point that you got, you know, probably nearing now 5 million refugees of a 40 million population community that is scampering, you know, for their lives, you know, getting away from all this devastation that's taking place. And as I said, you've heard me say that we need to be careful and discerning of the information that we're getting, because Putin is unleashing his narrative. Of course, quite interesting. Social media here in America is not so discerning. I mean, they're letting that pretty much come through, all this false narrative that's flying through. Interesting that they cannot seem to throttle back a foreign president, but yet a former president of the United States, they'll throttle back. It's just so unbelievable. See, but this is why we need to, again, reengage our thinking and understand that knowledge is power. Okay, and the ruling forces do not want us to have knowledge. They don't want us to have, because knowledge leads to freedom. You know, you heard me mention this weekend, I finally had a chance to see King Richard. I was invited early on for one of the early screenings, but my schedule wouldn't allow me to see it. But I finally had a chance to see it. And, I mean, yes, it was kind of ironic that in light of all the controversy over Will Smith and Chris Rock at the Oscars. But I think it was quite, you know, with that filter and that understanding what happened in the Oscars, to watch King Richard. And you think, wow, you know, here's a father who had a vision, and not a perfect father, certainly had another family, okay? And so some people want to take exception that, well, you know, he didn't take her. I don't know that whole story. All I know is what was, you know, what we know about Venus and Serena and what was portrayed in this movie and how this partnership between the Williams, this marriage relationship, and what they did for these girls. And one of the things that that Richard had promoted with his family was that the girls need to be educated. I mean, they're multilingual. they know, I believe, they're fluent at least in four languages. I mean, he really stressed that if they were going to get out of the ghetto and get out of where they were in Compton, where, you know, people were being shot. He was demonstrated in the movie that he was beat up and jumped many times. His life threatened, had a gun held to his head. Again, this is what was portrayed in the movie, and so you can believe whether or not it happened. But, you know, for those of us, I grew up in Southern California, was aware in part of the danger of being in some of these communities, Compton and Watts and that. And so it's not that unrealistic and that far-fetched. But Richard Williams had a vision for his girls, and he definitely realized that two girls in particular were athletically gifted, and he protected that gift and was all in for these girls and for his family. So it's quite the story, and I think it's one to, if you haven't seen it, yes, there's some language there, but that aside, it really is quite the study in our humanity, and a success story that, you know, I came away and I said, where else could this happen but America? I mean, could the Williams sisters have been so successful if they were in Mexico, for example, or if they were in Iran, you know, if they were in Russia, would they have the opportunity with their credentials and the way they were raised? Would they? I mean, as it was tough enough, but because their father was resistant against the status quo, and he leveraged what freedoms, what liberties that we could have, and even what black people could enjoy in America, and against all odds. I mean, it wasn't like they were training in some country club, by no means. I mean, if you've ever been to the parks there, where he took the girls to knock the tennis ball around, I mean, it's pretty humble beginnings. And, of course, here they are now. I mean, but again, what a success story. But it reminds you that only because of America, with all our failings and shortcomings, only could that story have happened in America. And I believe that's a lot to realize and a lot to celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'm Bill Martinez. Julio Rivera is trying to get a hold of us, and we're trying to get connected here. As I mentioned, there's a difference in time zone. He's there in Europe. So quite interested. So stand by to hear his perspective as to how the Europeans see what's going on with Ukraine and Russia and the world at large. So stay with us. We will connect with Julio after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I told you he could run, but he can't hide. We catch him sooner or later. Julio Rivera joins us now. He's in Europe, so interested to hear his perspective about, you know, about Joe Biden, his presidency right now. Some are saying that he's, you know, he's lost all sense of mental capacity. Some have suggested, well, he's just dumb like a fox. And maybe if he's dumb like a fox, maybe we're so stupid to follow his leadership, quite possibly. But that doesn't stop the argument for the 25th Amendment, does it, Julio?
No, absolutely not. Sorry about the connection issues, but you know, the one thing I'll say is that, you know, people in Europe, in Eastern Europe in particular, where I reside right now in Bulgaria, we're only about 650 miles from where the war is happening. So we're not very far away at all. And in fact, Bulgaria used to be one of the Soviet satellite republics.
I was going to say,
so, you know,
right.
It was when it first broke through, you know, when he first actually attacked, people were afraid that, you know, Putin had rolled his tanks all the way down here. But the response from Europe has been almost universal condemnation. Actually, Lithuania, as of this Saturday, is 100% free from Russian energy imports, you know, which is another strong, you know, rebuke of Russia. It's another thing that affects them very profoundly economically. The Prime Minister of Estonia is pushing for a fifth round of sanctions. Basically, the Polish Prime Minister, and Poland is absorbing a lot of the Ukrainian refugees. They're basically at a point now where they want you know, the EU to cease all trading with Russia, which is something that, again, would have those type of economic damages. But I think that the people internationally, they see what's going on in America with Joe Biden, and I think they realize that it's American weakness that's inviting this aggression from Russia. And, you know, you brought up the 25th Amendment. This is something that I think is going to gain a lot of steam as we head towards the midterm. You know, the right now the Democratic Party in the country, by extension, is almost running like a headless chicken. You know, there's really no brains to the operation. You have Putin running, I mean, not Putin, Biden running around, you know, last weekend talking about potentially a regime change, which is not something that you want to tell an unhinged Putin that's got probably the world's largest nuclear supply ready to go right now, the world's largest nuclear arsenal that's ready to be weaponized, at least. You know, and then him, of course, the chemical weapons statement, misspeaking, talking about that he would respond in kind, that the United States would respond in kind to any chemical weapons attack from Russia. I mean, at this point, I think it's blatantly obvious, Bill, that we need a new president. I don't think this is Kamala Harris, nor do I think it's the next in command after that, which would be Nancy Pelosi in the order of succession. We need brand new leadership. Can we do a recall presidential election? I know we could do that with the state, but can we do that on a national level, Bill?
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, you talk about a constitutional crisis that would take place, but it's almost what the situation demands, and quite possibly because of the collusion of the Democratic Party to, first of all, this faux election that gave us Joe Biden. They're all complicit in it. And, not, you know, Hunter's laptop associated, all the corruption that has taken place within, you know, the FBI, our intelligence community, where you had 51 intelligence officers swearing that there was no credibility with the Hunter Biden laptop, that it was Russian disinformation. And now, oh, by the way, they, you know, realize, well, egg on their face, and of course they're coming up with some sort of plausible deniability or you know some kind of excuse. But wait a minute, I mean, this is the same intelligence community that was misguiding President Trump, if you'll recall, and the mainstream media, you know, said, how dare you not accept the full face value of the intelligence community that's telling you things about Putin and about how he interfered with supposedly the 2016 election. And And, you know, and they were shocked that Donald Trump did not buy into them. And now you wonder, you go, okay, well, maybe Donald Trump knew that these guys were all compromised to begin with. And now everybody knows that they're compromised by backing up, you know, a simple thing like Hunter's laptop, right?
Yeah, exactly. And listen, the evidence was there. I mean, and he never really denied it. I think one of the things that was the most telling about this is that we never really, even in real time, got an accurate denial from or anything that could be construed as an unequivocal denial from Biden, the Biden campaign, or from Hunter Biden himself at the time.
It's all He sure did though. He sure did, though, Julio, at the during the debate, and Chris Wallace from Fox even defended Biden and steered the conversation, the debate away from it.
But I'm talking about big tech. She took it off of the table.
Oh, yes, you're exactly right.
But he never came up, and he never actually. I don't recall him ever completely issuing a blanket denial of the validity of it.
Well, I read that, at least for me, with what he was saying, that this was false, it was Russian disinformation, my son didn't have any, you know, dealings with people. I go, wait a minute, the guy's on Air Force Two with you, flying around the world to these different countries. And he was selling, you know, America influence, Joe Biden, the then vice president's influence, you know, to these, to the Chinese, to Ukraine, and these other nations, and he was being paid. And you're going to tell me, I mean, even Bob Alinsky showed us that, you know, the big guy was getting 10%. So, you know, but my question is, it doesn't stop there. This guy's the vice president. What about Barack Obama? How much was Barack Obama's beak getting wet over this?
Exactly.
And not to mention that he had that
Mike incident.
Of course, but not to mention Biden's, you know, dealings. But Hillary Clinton, she's his Secretary of State, and he knew that she was doing all this.
Exactly. So, there were four separate payments of $750,000 that went to Bill Clinton in supposed speaking fees that came from Russian elements. Are you telling me they weren't selling influence then?
I mean, of course they were.
You know, I think Tony Bob Alinsky was right on. I think that, you know, the whole 10% to the big guy and all these revelations, which were really common knowledge, you know, at least amongst conservative circles, the mainstream media never really ran with it and picked it up because they knew these are the kind of October surprises, distinct presidential campaign.
So, exactly. I mean, what cracks me up? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What cracks me up, Julio, is like you said, very, you know, accepted in conservative circles. We all knew it was happening. Now Fox, it cracks me up. Fox is now claiming, well, we always present. Give me a break. You guys, you know, they may have announced early on that this was a possibility. They interviewed Bob Alinsky, and then they backed off because of the pressure in the editorial room of Fox and the money influenced by BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street dictated that they could not talk about it. So they put a lid on it. And now they're claiming, oh, well, we were there from the start. Yeah, right. You know, give me a break. Not really.
Exactly. Listen, the mainstream media has lost its journalistic credibility a long time ago. They lost it when they tried to back up, you know, Hillary Clinton. Do you remember? Let's not forget, it was right after the 2016 election. She was trying to go for the whole, you know, the Russians influenced the election. She wanted recounts in certain states. She wanted a lot of these things, you know. So they never wanted to accept the fact that Trump just won the election fair and square. You know, that idea is beyond them. But they can't fathom that, although the evidence is right in their face when you see, like, Saturday, when Trump had a rally and he's packed to the gills, and he did
exactly
that all over the country in 2016 in advance of the 2020 election, and he's doing it now. You know, the Trump movement is very real, and I think it will reclaim the White House in 2024.
Well, that's why they're so afraid, because their one world government and their plans for a globalist regime is on track right now. And Donald Trump is in the way, and people of faith and freedom loving Americans are in the way. So get ready. A train's coming here, and this is not a time to be weak kneed. It is a time for backbone and courage. Julio Rivera. Thank you, Julio. Take care, buddy.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam said Monday after 42 years in politics, she will not seek a second term. Lam presided over a period in which Beijing firmly established control over the former British colony that was returned to China in 1997. Her successor will be picked in May, and the city's security chief, John Lee, is an early favorite. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced what he called Russia's attempt to eliminate the whole nation, calling for help and announcing, quote, "This is genocide," end quote. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz demands the Red Cross be allowed in to document the atrocities.
We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, be given access to these areas to document the atrocities.
Russian officials deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Good morning to you. How are you? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. You know, we air Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. That is live. And for those of you who are hearing a replay over the weekend and you hear good morning in the afternoon, don't think we're crazy. It's a replay. But as I mentioned, you can join us live Monday through Friday at BillMartinezShow.com. Attorney Tom Lenz is with us. Renz, I should say. Thomas Renz has been with us. Ever since the start of COVID, and he's been the go-to attorney and analyst about all things COVID. He's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC and DHHS regarding the COVID-19 lockdowns in the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. Thomas, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey,
great to be here, Bill. How you been?
Hey, I've been good. COVID's been staying away from me, thank God. Natural immunity is still working for the Martinez household. We're grateful for that.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the best and most effective solution to the whole thing is get it, treat it, and then move on.
Exactly. Well, and that's what my doctors have insisted. Oh, yes, that's old school, right? You listen to your doctor, you take their advice, and it keeps you out of trouble. But as we know, the government decided to be our doctor and interfere with the whole process. And how good of a job have they done for us in looking back over the last 2.5 years?
Well, I think they've done about as good a job as you'd expect the government to do, which is horrendous. They literally... You know, it's an interesting thing. The government literally does nothing well, ever. You know, they do kind of a half-hearted job at best. But, you know, you hit something. You talk to your doctor and you listen to your doctor. So apparently you had one of the very few doctors that still thinks on this. Everybody else is just following these government edicts. And, you know, this really, really started and came about from Obamacare. I mean, when Obamacare was passed, they did two things that were really critical. One is they passed electronic medical records, which has become just a repository. You type in what's going on in your computer, and the computer tells you what you're allowed to do, and doctors are no longer able to think for themselves because if they don't follow the computer orders, they get fired. The other thing it did was it consolidated the healthcare system. And when it consolidated the healthcare system and got rid of the independent doctors, all the doctors just started following the orders of whatever that computer said, regardless of whether it made sense, and they didn't do any research, they didn't do any work, they just did what it said because, you know, that's what their hospital system told them to do, and there's no independent doctors to think for themselves now.
Well, Tom, you know, you mentioned Obamacare, but this kind of model has taken over just about everything. I mean, the whole debate about climate change, for example, it's the same thing. You know, the rulemakers have decided this is the way this shall be, and the edicts come down from on high, and, you know, the researchers who have our money, right, they access taxpayers' money for research, they make sure the only people that get that research money are people who are marching lockstep with them. So all this money that we've invested in, whether it's health care or climate, go on down the line that anything that involves the government today, it's all compromised. It's all one big lie. It's, you know, what's going to happen is, probably maybe a couple of generations down the road, Tom, you know, the kids are going to roll back the veil and go, what a bunch of idiots. What the heck were they thinking, right? I mean, because it's really that obvious and it's that bad. But meanwhile, they have us over a barrel like Dr. Fauci. I mean, what is Dr. Fauci funding? You think he's funding objective studies into COVID or where where the pandemic originated? Heck no. I mean, he's doing everything he can because this guy is a gain-of-function guy. He's made it clear. That's only one true thing that he said during the hearings that he's been investigated on is that he believes in gain-of-function. So, okay, so just take it from there. What does that mean? And now we're finding out that we have, you know, bio labs in, what, 7, 8 other countries, including, oh, yeah, Ukraine? Are you kidding me? And this is all sponsored by taxpayer money, we the people? No wonder the world looks at America and thinks, you know, they hate us. And we think, wait a minute, what have we done? It's not us. It's the people that represent us in much the same way that the people are looking at Russia right now. And they see Putin, and the Russians go, hey, that's not us. That's Putin, right? They're starting to try to separate themselves from the leadership. And this is what we see happening more and more is because people just look. We just want to live in peace, do the best we can for ourselves and our family, and be able to live the best life possible, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, boy, you got a mouthful there, and I'll tell you.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to tell you, so we've got some Hunter Biden connections to a bunch of these biolabs, but before I get to that, you know, the thing about this is you nailed it when you compared it to climate change.
Now, we all know that the world actually ended in 2016 because Al Gore told us that 2016 was the point of no return on climate change. And so we're now actually just living in some sort of dream state. The world ended. New York is actually under 16 feet of water right now because climate change.
Don't buy a home in California. California's gone either. If you buy a home in California, you might as well look for somebody to.
You need to buy a snorkel to go with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, I mean, the world's ended, and it's past the point of no return. So I think we should just write off climate change. And, frankly, I'm not sure what these climate change people have against the people of Alaska, but I think that it's discriminatory because the people of Alaska deserve warm summers and warm winters as well. So I think there's discrimination there. But, they fund bad science. They fund science that they know is wrong, and it's going to come up with whatever it is that they want it to come up with. And then, the science is science. So, I mean, unless you're someone who actually knows how to read and study this science and read and study these statistics, it's really hard to see that, it's fraudulent. But it is, and that's what's happened. So they did that on climate change. They're doing that on COVID, and they're doing it everywhere else, and they're using fake science to justify bad policy.
How smart is Dr. Fauci that supports that kind of ideology?
Fauci's smart like a fox. He's not a dumb man, I don't think. He's a rotten, evil monster. But, Hitler was not a dumb man. So, right. There's a lot of evil people that aren't dumb. And I don't think dumb is the word I would use to describe Fauci. I mean, rotten, misleading, untrustworthy, corrupt. There's a lot of words I can think of and plenty of them that I can't say on the radio. But, the guy's a monster. Now, I think one of the things that's actually really interesting, and we just put this out on my Substack this week. So I pulled together, and you mentioned the Ukraine biolabs. Mm-hmm. So this isn't really well known yet, but it's coming out more and more. Hunter Biden, that guy.
Yes.
of the laptop fame.
Yes.
So his company, Rosemont Seneca, they invested very heavily in a company named Metabiota. So they're owners of that, right?
Right.
Metabiota actually was working with EcoHealth Alliance. The guys who created the coronavirus over in Wuhan lab, they were working with those guys from 2014 on in some of these things. We've got the documents on it. It's actually on that Substack article. And what that shows is that these guys, they had a hand in this. And what I don't know for sure, but it appears that, these guys Biden may have actually had a hand in the development of this virus, which would explain a lot as to why we're not getting a whole lot of real investigations on this.
I'll tell you, Tom, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there, because the thing that people are starting to connect is that when you think of Hunter Biden, you can't help but think of his father, Joe Biden, because he's the big guy. Stay with us. We got more.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
So you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset and production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And aren't we grateful? Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're having a very honest and truthful conversation with attorney Thomas Renz. And, Tom, I think you would agree, you know, with all the radio shows across the country that are being canceled that are told you can't talk about stuff like this, you can't talk about Fauci, you know, Facebook will cancel you, social media will put you out in the dark. You know, it's been nonstop. You know, some radio stations flat out just say, look, we're not going to have that conversation on our air. Why? You know, why can't we exercise our First Amendment right in order to arrive at a reasonable conclusion? You know, people need to know for our own protection. But nope, the power elites are happy to be in control and to create all this devastation here in the country and around the world, and they're given cover. But we're grateful for the networks that support this radio show that have bravely stood alongside us for the sake of truth. And we thank you, Tom, that you've always been so willing to come on the show and to have this open conversation, because as we know from experience, knowledge is power, right?
Well, absolutely. And Bill, frankly, you know, guys like you are the reason that we have a chance of fighting back in this country. I mean, you having the courage to put this out there, for sure. I mean, listen, we're talking about massive levels of government corruption, but when you talk about government corruption, you've got to ask yourself, if there's corruption, that means someone's paying these guys off, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to ask yourself, who is paying these guys off and why? Someone's got Fauci in their pockets. Why? How? What's going on there? Now, you know, we all know some names like Gates and what have you. But the thing is when you start looking at corruption on this scale, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing it and who's paying who off? So those are the people that we really got to go after. It's not, we can't just stop with the Faucis. Fauci needs to be in jail, but we need to go after the people who bought him off. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the thing about this is those same people, they've got an agenda. They don't want that agenda exposed. They don't want people talking about it. And if they've got the money to buy off Fauci and to buy off our government officials, then they've got the money to buy out media and to control media as well.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, the suppression of free speech is necessary. There are two cores to freedom. One is the freedom of speech, and the other is freedom of religion, because both lead to free thought and free expression. And free thought and free expression are the enemy of tyranny. And then those two rights are protected, most importantly, by the Second Amendment. And, you know, all three of those things are under direct assault constantly by these corrupt politicians and bureaucrats who've been bought off by any monster that they can sell out to. You know, I mean, listen, we've got the real enemy here. And, you know, I'm speaking as a guy who has spent 24/7 on the COVID fight for 2 years. The real enemy, as I have dug and dug and dug and gotten through layer after layer of corruption, is corruption. The real enemy is this core root of evil and corruption that we have to get rid of. We have to trim it from our society. They're attacking us in free speech. They're attacking us, our freedom of religion. They're attacking our culture. They're attacking our society. And they're doing it for a reason. 5 years ago, you didn't have to, there was no question about whether a woman who decided to be a guy should compete in a woman's sport. Or a guy who decided, you know, vice versa, you know, whatever. You compete where you are. But now we see that. It's another example of an attack on our culture, on our belief system, on our, you know, this, that, and other. I don't care if you want to be a boy or a girl. What I do care about is don't destroy women's sports records when you're a boy pretending to be a girl. You want to do that, that's fine, but you have to understand that you don't get to actually compete there. Now, what we've seen, though, and that's really relevant to this fight, because how did we do that? Well, we redefined what the word woman means. Just like when we started with these jabs, we redefined what the word vaccine is. So,
some people redefined and understood. We have a Supreme Court nominee, justice nominee, that doesn't quite understand what a woman is, she said.
Yeah.
Just sidebar.
I mean, but this is, and that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. See, what you got to understand, is, and you really brought this in, and I'm glad that you did, is you brought it in with the climate change. But these tactics are being used by this across the board, whether it's COVID, whether it's climate change, whether it's, you know, mechanisms to miseducate our children, whether it's mechanisms to redesign our society. And listen, I don't care if you're gay, straight, you know, white, black. We all bleed red. Everybody deserves a level of respect. But you can't redefine words. A woman is a woman, a man is a man. If you are a trans woman, then you're a trans woman, not a woman. If you're a trans man, you're a trans man, not a man. I don't care what you do in your life, but please don't try and redefine things. Please don't try and tell me that it's raining outside when you're peeing on my leg. You know, I mean, the bottom line here is these same mechanisms are being used, and what we've got to do is we've got to have people wake up and understand it's the same playbook being applied in about 50 different spots. And if it's the same playbook, it's probably the same people causing it, which I've got a lot of evidence on. It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting because I started with full focus on COVID, and I, you know, I'm not leaving that till I win that fight, which I will win. Mm-hmm. But
yes.
Praise God, all glory to him. Yeah. But Amen. The thing is that you've got to understand that part of winning that is recognizing that this fight is a fight for freedom, and it's a fight for our way of life in the United States and for what we believe in. And it's much, 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 as big as COVID is, it's even bigger than that, because it's the same group of monsters who are behind the whole thing and who are absolutely hell-bent on remaking our world with them in control of it.
Well, Joe Biden's talking about a new world order. I mean, listen to what he said. I mean, and he's all part and parcel of this cabal that's going on. I mean, three things come into play. Number one, your God is not your God. Okay, let's go after religion, and we're going to replace it ultimately with this other religion, this faux religion that allows you to do as you darn well please. Well, we know how that works out. The other thing is there's a philosophy, and one that's been around forever, Tom, and that is that this group of people believes that the earth cannot sustain the population as it stands right now. So a few million people, you know, cutting back on the herd here, no big whoop, because it needs to be cleansed. And and of course that's the other thing too. We did hear a cleansing statement coming. You say words matter, you know, coming from Putin. The third thing is they're marching toward a one world government. This is what they want. This will give them full control, and this will all be controlled by AI. And it's interesting because these people who think that they will be controlled will ultimately have to surrender to algorithms that will be controlled by artificial intelligence. I mean, think about how this is evolving and this dangerous yellow brick road that we're traveling on, that we're being forced to travel on by these ruling elites that think they know better.
Yeah, well, and that's it. You have a group of people that have too much power, too much money, and too much of everything else, including too much time, and they're convinced themselves that they're better than the rest of us. And it's just not the case. You know, the fact that you have money does not in any way, shape, or form indicate that you're somehow better, more qualified, smarter than anybody else. And, you know, there's really a war against the American people and the people of the world, actually,
yes,
going on right now. And we need to wake up to that and understand, you know, listen, I've been through the numbers on these COVID jabs so many times with so many people. And if you still aren't aware of this, you know, then you're just not looking. I mean, you can go to my website, rems-law.com. I've got the evidentiary documents up there. I've got this. I've got that. This is indisputable. But everywhere you look, it's the same thing. And I really want people to start asking, who is behind this and why? Why would you push COVID jabs if you know they're injuring and killing people? Why would you do that? Why are you pushing climate change if you know it's that the, you know, shutting down fossil fuels, things like that, or just, I mean, look what it's doing. The economy's crashing. You know, look at, why are you doing all these things? Who's doing this? What are they doing it for? And, you know, if we can get to that, then we can say, okay, these are the people we need to stop, and how are we going to do it? And that's really the key, and that's ultimately, I think, where a lot of my work is centered right now, because to stop the jabs, to stop COVID, to stop this, ultimately, if we don't go to the core of the problem, we aren't going to actually do it. It'll come back another way. We know that, you know, Biden and his ilk are working with, they've got all these bio labs all over the world. We've got ties between Hunter Biden and the Ukrainian bio labs, along with the Chinese, you know, over in Wuhan.
Yes.
You know, these same people are doing this all over. We know they're working on gain of function research on hemorrhagic fever, which is Ebola. They're building a brand new, big, shiny facility down in Texas where they're going to do that work, amongst other places. You know, we know UC Davis and some of these other schools were involved with University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Barrick. These guys were involved with the creation of SARS-CoV-2 over in Wuhan. I mean, you know, we know this stuff is out there. There's no question what's going on. The question is, who's funding it? Why are they waging war on the world, and how do we stop it?
Well, Tom, the fact is we know that it's happening, and we've got to start canceling the cancelers and take a stand against them. We may not be able to get down to the final full analysis of it, but you can tell, like you said, you named some names right now. You know, the Biden family, Pelosi's, all these people that have been captured, elite captured by the Chinese, that are selling out the American people and selling out American lives. You can tell by the effects of the policies that they are promoting. They are the ones that need to be canceled. Thomas Renz, the attorney who has been leading the charge on COVID and all these investigations. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.